Raising Driving Standards, a Shift in Attitude Behind the Wheel. The road test failure rate has seen a significant increase over the past decade, with more people failing their driver's test than ever before. In Massachusetts, this trend is particularly pronounced, with the failure rate jumping from 28% to 42% between 2020 and 2025. This alarming rise in failures suggests that something fundamental is amiss when it comes to teaching new drivers how to navigate the roads. The American Automobile Association believes that changing test-taker demographics are to blame for this uptick in failures. With fewer teenagers attempting to get a driver's license, those who do take the road test are far less likely to have received the necessary training and experience. This is because Massachusetts requires any license applicant under 18 to complete a driver's ed course that includes 30 hours of classroom instruction and 18 hours of on-road instruction. However, once someone turns 18, this requirement disappears, creating an incentive for applicants to simply wait and take the road test less prepared. This logic is straightforward. Without the structured learning and practice that comes with a driver's ed course, new drivers are left to rely solely on their own experience and intuition when behind the wheel. As AAA spokesperson Mark Skeeldrop notes, they're lacking the classroom experience, learning the rules of the road, and then they're not getting practice hours in. This lack of preparation can have disastrous consequences, making it more likely that new drivers will fail their test or worse, cause an accident on the roads. However, this state of affairs might not last forever. States are taking action to raise driving standards by raising the age at which driver's ed is required for a license. Ohio lawmakers passed a state budget bill last year that required anyone under 21 to take a driver's education course to apply for a license. This move aims to ensure that all new drivers receive the necessary training and experience before taking to the roads. The impact of this shift in policy could be significant, particularly in states where access to driver's ed is limited or non-existent. For example, Minnesota is debating whether to raise its age requirement, joining Ohio, Washington, Maryland, and Texas in their efforts to improve driving standards. Andrew Myers, the bill's author, argues that his goal is to forward meaningful options that increase safety on our roads. By requiring all new drivers to complete a driver's ed course, these states hope to reduce the number of accidents caused by inexperienced or poorly trained drivers. However, there are concerns that an existing lack of access to driver's ed might worsen with the influx of students. The bill initially included subsidies to support expansion, but they were dropped, leaving many schools and community organizations struggling to provide the necessary resources. This could disproportionately affect marginalized communities, who may already face barriers in accessing education and other essential services. Despite these challenges, the benefits of raising driving standards cannot be overstated. By ensuring that all new drivers receive the necessary training and experience, states can significantly reduce the number of accidents caused by inexperienced or poorly trained drivers. This, in turn, can lead to safer roads and a reduced risk of injury or death for all road users. The debate over driver's ed is far from over, and it will be interesting to see how this issue plays out in the coming months and years. As the number of road test failures continues to rise, it's clear that a shift in attitude behind the wheel is needed to ensure safer roads. By prioritizing education and training, states can help to create a more responsible and safe driving culture. In conclusion, the rise in road test failures has sparked a necessary conversation about the importance of driver's education. As we move forward, it will be crucial to address the challenges and obstacles that stand in the way of providing access to this critical training for all new drivers.